Good morning, good morning. God sure is good, isn't he? Amen. Remind us again to pray for Brother Hyatt this morning. He preaches up there. Me and him talked a little bit the other day. I have no idea what he'll preach. I really don't. He didn't tell me. But just talking to him, I sort of sense he really sort of maybe had a strong thought on his mind to preach something along the lines of what it truly means to be saved. I'm sure he'll follow the Lord, and I'd love to hear a good report this evening, wouldn't you? Maybe God moved and helped somebody up there, and I sort of know what it's like to stand before a mixed group of people, Lutherans and stuff like that, and sometimes it can get a little interesting. So, a lot of different thoughts and beliefs on such stuff there. Brother Justin, would you pray for us this morning?
Father, thank you, Lord, for your mercy this morning. Lord, I pray that you bless the Sunday school hour. That you use your word, Lord, and let it go forth and help us and encourage us and edify us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. We pray for Pastor Joel, Lord, that you
yes, Lord, please.
That you use your glory and that you have mercy in Jesus' name.
Amen. If you want to turn to Psalm 63. We'll look at a few verses there here in just a minute. I'll be honest with you, I had no idea right up to this morning what I was going to do or say. And I'll be honest with you this morning. I don't know as much this as a lesson as just as a thought that's really on my heart, Brother Keith. Just try to just talk to you a little bit, maybe what the Lord's put in my heart this week. I've been thinking about this most of the week. But I've just got a simple word, kindness. Kindness. And I'm thankful. I do want to say this. I'm very thankful for the kindness of God. And it's many aspects, and I'm going to look at a few scriptures here in a minute and talk about that. Brother Keith, I readily admit, just being honest before you, my brothers and sisters this morning, that's an area I still need a lot of growth in. There's a lot of times, Brother Hyatt, you know, he picks on me a lot about having that bulldog spirit, and I do. There's times I'm probably critical when I shouldn't be, I admit it. There's times that I fail, not because I don't want to, Brother Joe, to show kindness, but I just feel like I could do a better job at it. And I believe God wants us to show kindness one to another among the brotherhood. I mean, among the brethren in the church, but not just us, but to those on the outside. And, you know, kindness can go a long way. Kindness a lot of times can get somebody to stop and hear what you say and maybe give ear to it when they wouldn't if you really just come at them aggressively. And I'm still learning that. I'm learning that. I feel like I'm doing better than what I used to do, but I realize, Brother Jonathan, I've got a long way to go. And this has really been on my heart for the last few days, and I wanted to try to teach on something else this morning, but I just didn't feel like the Lord would let me. But we'll look at Psalm 63. And this is David in a time of trouble. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Now, I just want to say I thank God for his loving kindness. David here was in a difficult place in his life. And David says that he was seeking strongly for for God, for help from God, for His presence in a time of trouble. Great time of need. Brother Keith, we all face those times. Every one of us, we've had those times. We've walked in those dark days for different reasons, with different circumstances, but we've all been there. Every one of us has. And that seems like when that kind of thing is going on in our life, that's when we're more keen than we ever are of our need for God. And to realize that we have to lean on Him. And that He is, Brother Robert, where our strength comes from. And it's not in us. And there are times that can be very hard on us. And there's no way we could ever get through them, much less come out on the other side without God. There's just no way. But I think about His loving kindness in those times. And Brother Keith, I've thought a lot this week. I don't know that I've ever thought a lot about it before this week, but the kindness of God is just not in what He does toward us. But sometimes it's the way He shapes those circumstances for His own purpose. And I've learned this week, I don't know how much I've learned, it's just become more aware to me this week, how God can take times like that and use it to open doors that haven't been opened before, to give us opportunities that we maybe normally don't seem to have. And I say that to encourage you this morning, when it seems like times are hard or something difficult is going on around you, try to find that open door. Maybe God's doing something through that to give us opportunity to be used in a way that normally just don't seem to be there. And I know some of y'all remember Kathy Welch, her and James. They used to come here years ago. And Kathy's brother lived where I did. And he passed away this week. And he was a friendly guy. He really was. A lot of people there in the building had got to know him and really liked him. And when he passed away this week, Brother Keith, you know what I found? There were quite a few people that sought me out and came to me and was troubled. And it made me realize that God was maybe using this to open a door of opportunity for me. And I had the pleasure this week to sit down and take the scriptures and be able to talk to a few people that normally wouldn't sit down and do that with me. And I ask myself sometimes, why'd they come to me? But, you know, everybody in the building, whether they like me, don't like me, whether they speak to me or are friendly or not friendly, it made me realize pretty much everybody in that building knows who I am and they know what I stand for. They know my testimony. And I realized that in a time like that, when something was going on, they was having a hard time of dealing with, for whatever reason it sprung up in them, Brother Keith, they felt like they needed somebody that might have a place with God, a position with God to try to find some peace or some help. And that amazed me. It really did. It humbled me, Justin. And made me realize, I mean, God's allowed me to stand before these people or to sit with them and hopefully be used of God to maybe have a great influence on their life. And I'm certainly nobody special. It ain't nothing to do with me. It ain't because of me. I guess you just say, Brother Keith, in God's providence, He had me in that place for a purpose. I've been there almost 7 years now, and it seems like every so often things like this come up or something happens, and I have opened doors that I wouldn't have, and it makes me realize God put me there for a reason 7 years ago. And I'm thankful for that. And I say that to just try to encourage you this morning that a difficult time sometimes can be an opportunity for us when it's involving other people. Things going on around us. I mean, God's kindness is wonderful in a time of trouble. It really is. And you know, we have this going around us, going on around us every day. I mean, all we have to do is look at our country. I mean, a lot of negative things that I could say something about, and I'm not. We all know the things that goes on, troubles us and worries us. But it's, I mean, Brother Joel B. was talking this morning. That's just a sign that he's coming soon. Amen. And I'm thankful for that, Brother Justin. I can fuss and rant and rave on some of that stuff as good as anybody. But the bottom line is this. I ought to find some encouragement in that. Not just discouragement, but encouragement. Because that's telling me he is coming soon. You say, how soon, Brother Danny? I don't know. You don't either. But we see the signs. Our Lord told us, he said, when you see these things, amen, it's at the door. Amen. That knock's going to come soon. That trumpet's going to blow. I'm thankful for that, Brother Robert. Man, Brother Robert talks about that sometimes. He's getting on up 9 years. He's struggling some physically. And I keep telling him, I said, well, maybe the trumpet will blow and we'll all go up together. What a blessing that'd be. Amen. We all get out of here, out of this mess together. But what I'm saying is, that's just life. That's part of life, Brother Todd. We have good days, we have some bad days. We have some troubling times, we have things that aggravate us, Brother Keith. We have things that happen that we just can't even understand. And I know I've done it, you've probably done it too. There's been times I've just sort of, like I was looking up the skies and thinking, what is going on? Why are you allowing this, Lord? We've all had that thought probably. But church, rest assured, it's all in his hands. Amen. We can trust him because he's kind. That's great kindness toward us. God is not going to allow anything to come our way that's not for some good. And I notice I didn't say he wouldn't allow things to come our way that hurt, because he does. But it's always got a purpose in it, Brother Todd. And I know when you're in the midst of it, especially when it's hitting you, Brother Keith, it's hard to see that, because we've got flesh, and we worry, and we stress, and we grieve, and we hurt. But you have to remember, God's in control. Amen. And I'm glad he's kind in a time of trouble. Amen. Look over in the New Testament at Titus. Those of us in here this morning, I trust, to testify this personally. Look at Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, starting in verse 3, says, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad God is kind in salvation. Every one of those things mentioned right there, church, I'm sad to have to report to you in all honesty this morning, I was guilty of and more. I was. And we know that grieves God. God's never pleased with sin. in anybody. And I deserved to die and go to hell. Ain't no need buttering it up. That's just the truth. That's what I deserved. And I'm glad God didn't give me what I deserved. But I'm glad He was kind. I'm glad His kindness and His love appeared to me. Amen. And the Spirit of God come to me, Brother Keith, and revealed the Savior to me. And changed me. Made me a new creature in Christ. Gave me a brand new life. Gave me a brand new destiny. Amen. I'm going to be with the Lord one day. I'm not waiting on eternal life. I already have it. Is that right? Thank God for His kindness, because that is not what I deserve, Brother Todd. And the sad part of it is, since that day almost 25 years ago God saved me, I've still at times failed Him. And His kindness still continues to shine through it all. And have mercy on me. I'm glad that God's kindness extends forgiveness. Is that right? And I'm not trying to encourage anybody that you do what's against God and get by with it, because that's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying we all do have flesh, and sometimes we do get in the ditch, Brother Key. Sometimes we do fail Him. Sometimes we fail each other. I mean, there's been times, in all honesty, I've been praying, and I've told the Lord that I feel like that I'm just about probably the sorriest child He's got. It amazes me He'd even do anything for me, much less let me serve Him. I mean, there's been times I felt like I failed in just about every area of life. But God's kindness is still upon me. And that amazes me. That just amazes me, church. Because I know I don't deserve it. But what kindness. I mean, what greater kindness could we experience but God the Father to send His Son to hang on an old rugged cross and take God's wrath for our sin in our place. Amen? And then allow us to take upon ourselves His righteousness, that we might have fellowship with Him and the Father. What a blessing. Something I don't deserve. It's just God's kindness. I'm glad God's kind in showing His salvation. I think about David. And if you look at David's life, you'll see some great ups and some terrible downs. I mean, what a range of circumstances and activities and actions on David's part during his life. I think about what we read over there in Psalm 63, where it talks about in the sanctuary seeing His power and glory. And how Israel saw the power of God and the love of God on that day when Goliath was standing out there, and God used David to bring him down and slay the enemy of God's people. But then we turn right around and we also find in Scripture where David gave in to the temptation of lust and laid with Bathsheba and even sent her husband off to his death that he might have her. And what a great sin that was. David's life, I think, many times can be a picture of ours. It can seem like we're on the mountaintop, Brother Keith, one moment, and the next moment we've thought something or we've done something or we've said something that we shouldn't have done, and we feel about that big. And we just feel like trash. You ever felt that way, church? You ever just hung your head in shame and all you could just seem to do was just weep and say, God, I'm sorry? And that's when His kindness broke through in forgiveness. I'm thankful for that. I certainly find no satisfaction in the fact I fell Him. But when I do, Brother Keith, I think of Paul when he said, I do these things I don't want to do. We all do. I'm glad God's kindness still shows upon His people, even though we fail. I think that's part of He's trying to make us into the image of His dear Son. He's making us like Jesus. It's a slow process. Me and Brother Justin's sitting had some long talks about that. It don't happen overnight, Brother Keith. And we're never going to get there until we leave this old world. Now, the longer we're saved, the better off we'll get. We'll be able to look back at that old saying, we've all said it, you know, thank God I'm not what I used to be, even though I'm not quite what I want to be yet. But thank God I ain't what I used to be. That's a great evidence that I can see in my life that gives me assurance and gives me peace to know I'm His. Because I see that He loves me enough to work in my life and in me and give me that growth and that spiritual maturity, Brother Keith. And I'm thankful for that. Amen. But just looking at David's life, I think about Peter. I mean, one day Peter's denying the Lord out of fear, for fear he's going to be crucified or punished just for knowing the Lord and having walked with Him. And we know when the Lord looked at him, he wept bitterly. It crushed him on the inside, in his heart, because he knew he'd greatly failed his Lord. Then we turn right around not too long after that, and we see Peter on the day of Pentecost standing and preaching the gospel and great power of the Holy Ghost and thousands being saved. That's life. That's every one of our life. It seems like we're the great failure one day, and then God's lifted us up and put us in His hand the next day, Brother Keith, and used us to do something mighty. And through it all, we have to realize it's all Him. It's because of Him. Our failures are ours, but all of our achievements are His. Amen? We'd never do those things if it weren't for God being in us and on us. Amen? If it weren't for us operating in the power of the Holy Spirit, we'd never see those things come about through us. Amen? But I'm thankful in God's kindness, Brother Johnson, He'll use us. He uses us. He saved us for a reason. He didn't save us just to show up on Sunday morning, sit on a pew, sing a few songs, pray a prayer, hear a little preaching, go to the house, and just live like the world the rest of the week. Is that right? He saved us to use us for His own glory and for His own purpose. Amen? And that's great kindness. I mean, we know you couldn't pick a rock up off of the ground and just turn it into gold. But in a sense, it seems like that's what God does with us. He takes something that's less than a rock and uses it for His own glory. And we get to go along for the ride, I like to say. We get to be there and enjoy that and be a part of it. We know it's not us doing it in our own strength. But because of the kindness of our Savior, we get the privilege and the honor and the blessing of being used by Him. Is that right, Brother Key? And I thank God for that. I'm glad He's kind in times of trouble. I'm glad He's kind in salvation. Turn to John 14. Look at verse 23. It says, Jesus answered and He said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Look at verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What great kindness. Amen. What great kindness God shows to us in fellowship. He gives us great peace. Great peace. He sent the Spirit of God in His place. The Holy Ghost. The true vicar of God, in spite of what the Pope says. He is God's representative in this world, in His people, in His church. And He is our guide. Amen. He's our teacher. He is our comforter. He is our peace. Is that right? He is our earnest. The fact that we know we have Him in us is the proof that we have eternal life. And that we have a home with the Father. And that we have been plucked out of sin, out of darkness, and put into the light. Amen. He's our strength. Amen. I've already spoke of that. Is that right? We can't serve God without God. You can't know the will of God without God. You can't find peace in this world without God. Is that right? You can't really be a help to nobody else without God. You can't really truly love without God. There's a worldly love. And most of it's pretty much, or in my opinion, all of that's just simply attached to the flesh. Lost people, can they love? Yeah, but it's attached to what satisfies their flesh. When some don't satisfy their flesh anymore, they lose their love for it. But the love that comes from God's unconditional. That's true love. It's sacrificial. That's true love. Is that right, church? The kindness of God. What great kindness that God would take us sinners, Brother Joe, and save us. And then put His love in us that we might share it with others. Oh, what great kindness. You say, how can God trust us? I mean, He already knows what we are. He knows what we were. He knows our heart. He knows we're going to fail Him. You ever ask yourself, why does God trust me with all this? Why does He trust me with His Word? Why does He trust me with His love? Why does He trust me with the privilege of serving Him? Because He's in control. It's not us, but He that's in us. Amen. Yeah, in the flesh we fail. But the man on the inside, he never fails. You know, we look around this world and we see people in need, people hurting, people going through hard times. Some people don't, maybe aren't, as far as they know, but they just don't know God. The ultimate of hard times is coming their way if they don't meet Him, if they die and go to hell. Brother Todd, I dare to say, and I really don't think I'm wrong, you could take all the grief and the sorrow of every human being that's ever lived and put it all together, and that wouldn't be a drop in the bucket to what people in hell is going to experience. Serious matter. My question to myself this morning, you examine your own heart. But for the last few days, this is just what I've I've sort of talked to myself about. My question to myself is, am I showing kindness to others like I should? Am I? I can look at a lot of people and say, well, I'm doing better than so-and-so. That's not the standard. Our standard is always Christ, not other people. Will I ever live up to the standard of Christ? No. I'll never be Him. I'm going to be like Him one day, but I will never be Him. But the question is, could I do more? Could I do better? Number one, for the honor and glory of my God. Number two, to show the love of God to people. And I have to be honest and say the answer is yes, I could do better. I mean, like I said, you examine your own heart this morning. There's a whole world of people out there hurting in need. I'm not talking about they need food or they need money or they need a light bill paid or they need a car. I'm talking about they need God. If they had none of those things but have God, they'd have the only thing that really matters. Is that right, church? Are we doing all we can to show kindness to them? Not to give them a handout and to soothe their temporary pains, but are we pointing them to Christ? Are we comforting those that does know Him in their times of grief? You know, we're to weep with those that weep. We're to help carry their burden. I wonder sometimes if I do a very good job at that. Just throwing a thought out there. I went to Webster's, and I mean, I just want to get a little definition of kindness. It says, of act of goodwill, benevolence. Any act of benevolence which promotes the happiness or the welfare of others. What have you done lately to just put a smile on somebody's face? To give them some hope in these dark times. In these lives of trouble. What have we done? Have we reached out in every way we could to try to encourage somebody else? Are we doing what we could do, all we could do, to try to encourage sinners that there is a Savior who loves us and shows us great kindness? And I tell people a lot of times this when I'm talking to them and I'm talking about sinners. I tell them, my desire for you is that you might have the best that God has to offer like I get to enjoy. That I might have victory over sin. And I tell them I'd like to see you have victory over sin. I'd like to see you not be under the punishment and the wrath of God for your sin, which is something now I enjoy as a child of God. That's what I tell sinners a lot of times when I'm talking to them. I want God's best for you, and the only way you're ever going to have it, the only way you're going to ever have it, is to be born again. It's the only way you're going to have it, is to have Christ. If you don't, I tell them you're going to live a sad, lonely, dark, desperate life till the day you die, and then you're going to go to hell, and it's going to get a whole lot worse. That's all you have to look forward to, sinner. I've talked to a child of God, a fellow brother or sister before in dark times when they were going through difficult times. And I always try to encourage them that God's in control. And that's His great kindness toward us. You know, when I think I'm going through it and I got it bad, I go read Job. I don't think I've ever had it as rough as Job had it, Brother Keith. I'm sure I hadn't. But you know, he came out on the other side far better off than he was when he went in. And God got glory out of it. Is that right? I wonder sometimes if Job felt like God was being kind to him when he was in the midst of it. Sometimes, you know, we can't add to the Word of God, and I'm not trying to do that because we're not to add to nor take away. But I just wonder sometimes, these people in the Bible read about, what were they really thinking about at certain times? What was going through their mind? What were they feeling, Brother Keys? I say a lot of the same things we do. It's a common experience among all of us. We all go through it. We all feel and think the same things. Let's be honest. There's sometimes we wonder, we doubt, we question. Why am I going through this? Rest assured, our God is kind. And there is a purpose. I'm glad I'm saved this morning, aren't you? I'm glad I've got God to help me through this old difficult life in this world. And I know I got a better day coming, Sister Linda. Amen. I can't even imagine it. It's going to be so wonderful. It's going to be so much better than anything I've ever had here. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that God has shown kindness toward me. Amen. Because there was a time in my life when I was lost, I didn't feel like I had much kindness coming from anything or anybody. But buddy, when I met Him, and I still can't completely grasp how great the kindness of God is. All I can do is, I like to say this, Brother Justin, all I can do is just swim in it and enjoy it. And that's what I try to do. I'm just gonna keep paddling. Amen. And trust God. Because I know I'm headed in a direction one day where all these troubles and trials and problems and heartaches is going to be history. There'll never be any more. And it'll all be wonderful and we'll be with Him. And that's what we have to hold on to. That's what we have to hold on to. He's in control and there's a better day coming. Is that right? The kindness of God. What a blessing. Amen. Chris, would you pray for us and then you'll be at liberty to go.